Hello, this is Dr. Anne Reith, and welcome to the wonderful world of meditation and guided meditations. There are several differences between meditation and guided meditation, but I will be using these terms interchangeably during this recording simply because it reduces the redundant use of terms. There are two sections to this recording, an introductory section and then a guided meditation. In the first section, I will begin by discussing how best to use the recording to develop or enhance your ability to connect with and receive messages from your angels, guides, and deceased loved ones. I will present information about both meditation and guided meditations. In the second section of this recording, I will present the general guided meditation that I use during all of my psychic development classes. I do encourage you to listen to this first section before trying the guided meditation, but in the future, you will probably want to go directly to the meditation whenever you use this recording. The beginning of a guided meditation is sometimes referred to as an induction. The induction is always the same in my classes. It will include guiding you through slowly moving your attention inward by focusing on your breathing and then relaxing your body and your mind. You will then be instructed to ground yourself to Mother Earth's energies and then open the major chakras, which are the energy centers that are located about 1 inch in front of your spine and run upwards through the center of your head. The induction is the same each time because it is helpful to use the same routine to open the chakras. In this way, it becomes automatic, like a conditioned response. Chakras are like muscles. The more you use them, the more easily and quickly they will open. With practice, they will eventually open very easily. However, particularly at first, you may notice that certain chakras open more easily than others on certain days. Never try to force open one of your chakras. Just allow each chakra to flow open as far as it will open easily and naturally. And accept it exactly as it is. Judgments or using force only hinders the process. Additionally, some people have chakras that aren't the same color as those mentioned in this recording, or they may find that the colors change over time. And some people find that their chakras aren't round or horizontal to the ground. Just accept each chakra exactly as it is. Again, judgments only interfere with the process. And just a special note to those who find that their chakras tend to be in an open position most or even all of the time. You will know this description fits you because you will have a difficult time closing your chakras rather than opening them. If you fall into this category, I would like to share the following information with you. First, having your chakras open all of the time is very likely why you often feel overwhelmed by the events occurring around you and or so open to empathetic feelings that others are feeling that you feel overwhelmed. With your chakras open, you are an open channel to all of the energy around you all of the time. That means both the good and the not so good energy, and this is not a healthy way to live life. Second, you can learn how to close your chakras, but it will take practice. Do let them be open during the guided meditation, but then really focus on closing them at the end of the meditation. And you can practice opening and closing them as often as you can during the day for added practice. Third, please believe me, I know that it is very likely that you will not want to close them. This is because it feels great when we have our chakras open. We can easily connect with spiritual energy, which feels wonderful. So who would want to close them? But if you don't, then you are leaving yourself vulnerable, which I don't recommend. And finally, although you probably won't believe me at first, you really do not need to worry that if you close them, then you won't be able to open them when you want to. In fact, you'll be able to open them very easily whenever you want to, which will likely make many of your classmates and friends very jealous if they fall into the majority of the people who have to learn how to open their chakras. After opening your chakras, you will then be directed to go to your safe place. Some people find that they always go to the same general location, such as a forest, the ocean, their bedroom, a cloud, or some other spiritual or special place. Others find that their safe place changes over time. Neither is wrong. Trust that whatever happens is perfect for you. After making your safe place as real as you can in your imagination, then you will be directed to allow your angels, guides, and deceased loved ones to join you on your journey. The location and activities of this journey are only limited by your imagination. Some people go to a familiar location, while others go to a mountaintop, a forest, an ocean, a meadow, a cloud, another planet, or even your concept of the other side or heaven. Other times, many people find that they go to similar locations when they need certain things, such as a location in nature when they need healing energy, or the spiritual realms when they need guidance. Again, just let your angels, guides, and deceased loved ones help you, and do your best to trust that whatever happens is perfect for you. After going on your spiritual journey, you will be directed to close your chakras. Although it usually feels wonderful to have your chakras open, you do not want to go out into the world with your energy centers in this open and receptive position. If you do, you are likely to pick up energy around you that may not be for your highest good. For example, the energy in traffic, crowds, emotionally distressed people around you. It is best to close your chakras when going through your day and then set aside sacred times to open them when you will be in a safe and protected environment. Finally, you will be directed to take several deep breaths, wiggle your fingers and toes, and then open your eyes. This gradual transition from meditative state is important so that you will be fully in your body once you stand up. This is especially true for some people. If you feel at all dizzy upon standing, then sit down again and take several deep breaths until you feel more centered and able to focus. You can also drink some water to help get grounded. After you are done, I encourage you to take time to reflect on what happened during your guided meditation. There are usually messages from your angels, guides, and deceased loved ones that are relevant to your current life situation or current level of spiritual development. You may want to journal about your experiences or the messages that you received. After listening to the CD several times, some people may choose to listen just to the induction and then turn off the recording and do their own guided meditation or meditation technique. This is completely fine. Or if some part of the induction doesn't feel right to you, feel free to create your own recording or use another recording. Above all, I just encourage you to keep searching until you find what works best for you. Now let's talk a little bit about the differences between meditation and guided meditation, because many people are confused about which is best for them. Meditation includes methods used to quiet your mind through the use of either silent sitting by eliminating all thoughts, or focusing on mantras, tones, or physical objects such as candle flames, mirrors, picture of a deity. Guided meditations, on the other hand, include methods used to focus your mind through the use of imagination, usually through the use of visualization. Both methods simply use different methods for training your mind to focus your attention away from external stimuli and to quiet your internal thoughts. So both methods have the same goal, but they simply use different methods to achieve that goal. Let's start by discussing meditation in general. I have spoken to so many people over the years about meditation, both when working as a psychologist and as a teacher of metaphysics. So many people report to me that they have tried to meditate but gave it up because it was too hard, or they believed that it didn't work for them. I would include myself in this category. As a teen, I was trained in transcendental meditation. Unfortunately, no matter how hard I tried, I could not quiet my mind or find the time I needed to follow their very strict rules and guidelines. Sometimes I couldn't quiet my mind of all the things going on in my life or quiet my emotions. Other times I would go on trips to amazing places or see what I now understand to be past lives, my guides, or future events, all of which were strongly discouraged by my transcendental meditation teachers. Eventually, I gave up. Now I find that when I talk to what I call meditation dropouts, it quickly becomes apparent that they too were using a meditation technique that they were told was the right way, but was a method that didn't match how their minds work and/or their personal needs or lifestyle. So I believe that it's not the act of meditating that is impossible for them. It's that they haven't found the right meditation technique. What I encourage all of my students to keep in mind is that there is no one right way to meditate. I do understand that there are some teachers who will disagree with me because they believe that there is only one right way to meditate. I do believe that their method works for them, and I also believe that students will usually be drawn to them who need to learn their specific form of meditation. However, I actually believe that there are probably as many ways to meditate as there are meditators. Above all, if one method doesn't work for you, I strongly encourage you to keep searching for one that will. Also, keep in mind that your preferred way of meditating may actually change as you and your lifestyle changes. For a while, you may need to use a guided meditation, such as the one in this recording. But you may eventually choose to transition to a form of meditation that involves mantras or silent sitting. Or it could be that you did well with silent sitting, but you are now interested in exploring the use of guided meditations because it more easily allows spiritual messages to be received by the person meditating. Neither method is wrong. Just do what feels right to you. Also, keep in mind that if you sit down to meditate on a particular day and it isn't working for you, don't force it. Another reason many people give up meditating is that it becomes something they dread. If it becomes a chore, then you need to back off. Remember that we are all spiritual beings who have chosen to live on the earth plane, and sometimes earth plane issues will need to take precedence. And if the type of meditation that you are using is still not working after several attempts, then perhaps you haven't found the right meditation technique for you. Try another meditation technique. For example, try using guided meditation rather than the use of a mantra or silent sitting, at least for a while. Just get back to it as quickly as you can, but don't give up. Now, here are 9 informative points about meditation. Keep in mind that most of these points also apply to guided meditations, which we'll discuss in a few minutes. Number 1. There are many different meditation techniques available. Some of these include mentally or aloud counting your breaths from 1 to 10, and a count of 1 includes both exhalation and inhalation. If you lose track, start over at 1. Visually focusing on a light or a candle, a mirror, or a crystal. Visually focusing on a spiritually meaningful picture or mandala. Focusing your attention on your third eye. Using a mantra such as Om or Ah, which can be repeated either aloud or to yourself. Using a guided meditation like the one in this recording. Just try the technique or techniques that sound appealing until you find the one that works best for you. Number 2, try to meditate in the same place and the same time. This helps train your body and mind so it will begin to know and be ready for you when you begin. You can meditate once or twice a day. However, if you can't do it every day, don't abandon meditation. I know that there are some meditation teachers who will think I'm very wrong in saying this, but I do think you can still benefit a great deal from meditating just several times a week. I find that when we enjoy the process, then you are more likely to continue and will eventually be eager for your next session. However, I do believe that it is important to make time in your schedule to meditate, or you will never have time to do it. Number 3. Be aware of basic logistics. For example, turn off the phone, ask others to leave you alone, and have the room temperature in a comfortable level. Number 4. Some people find it helpful to light a candle, burn incense, or hold crystals in their hands. Again, experiment and do what feels right to you. Number 5. Also, you will notice that I have chosen to not have background music playing while doing this recording. I have chosen to do this for several reasons. First, everyone is very different with regard to their preferences about the types of music that they enjoy. What I might choose may not help you connect with your angels, guides, and deceased loved ones. And in fact, it might even be annoying to you. Second, some people, including myself, prefer not to have music playing when meditating. When I have music playing, I find that I get to listening to the music and I don't hear the messages from my angels, guides, and deceased loved ones. But if music is helpful to you, then I strongly encourage you to have your own special music playing on another recording device as you listen to this one. Again, do whatever works for you. Number 6, you should be in a physical position that is comfortable, but one that, preferably, does not promote sleep. Sitting in a chair or sitting on the floor is common, but if you have an injury or are unable to sit, you may also lie down. The goal is to create a pathway along your spine and through the chakras through which the universal energy, which is sometimes referred to as chi or the kundalini, can flow. Preferably, your spine should be straight but not rigid. However, do not do anything that would be physically uncomfortable to you if you have an injury or disabling condition. Spirit will work with you no matter what position you are sitting or lying in. For example, there are also meditations that are specifically designed for walking. If you do find that you are falling asleep when meditating, here are several suggestions. First, try holding your arm up at a 45 to 90 degree angle away from your body. Although it may look odd, this often will help to take your mind off of falling asleep, and it has the added benefit of working like an alarm clock. It will wake you up when your arm begins to fall. Another option is to hold an object in one of your hands and in a position where the object will fall and awaken you if you drop it, for example, holding a small rubber ball. Additionally, be aware that when you begin to raise your vibrational level through regular meditation and psychic development, you may feel as if you're falling asleep, but you really aren't. This feeling will stop with time. And finally, you may just need to take a nap or re-examine how much sleep you are getting each night. Sleep is very important to our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being, and Americans are notoriously sleep-deprived. Number 7. Each time you become aware of thoughts that are entering your mind, simply refocus your attention. Do not judge yourself as incapable or bad for being unable to hold your focus. Learning how to focus your attention takes time to learn, and judgments only interfere with the learning process. Number 8. For many, you may want to begin by meditating for only a few seconds or a few minutes once or twice a day. You need to train your mind to focus, and it takes a great deal of practice. Increase the amount of time only when you feel ready. Number 9. Above all, be patient with yourself. Just like if you were helping a child who was learning how to play the piano or play a sport, there will be good days and bad days. Be patient with yourself. You deserve the patience that a child would deserve. Now that we've discussed the act of meditating in general, let me add a few comments about guided meditations like the one presented in the remainder of this recording. For many people with active lifestyles and active minds, forms of meditation that require one to quiet the mind, such as counting your breaths or repeating mantras, is very difficult. I have found that for these people, it is easier to learn how to focus your mind by using a guided meditation. After you have mastered this skill, then you may be able to transition to another method, or you may always want to use guided meditations, which is completely fine. As mentioned above, using a guided meditation is a method for focusing the mind through the use of visualization. If you aren't very good at forming mental pictures in your mind's eye, you may want to try using a different meditation technique, particularly if trying to visualize causes you any frustration or annoyance. However, you may also want to practice to see if you can become more adept at visualizing. Or you may find that you can do the guided meditation on this recording by using other senses, such as hearing, like hearing your chakras open, body sensations, feeling the body sensations as your chakras open, or just a knowingness, knowing that your chakras open when you focus on them. And finally, if you are interested in receiving psychic messages from entities on the other side, then I believe that using a guided meditation is preferable. When using other forms of meditation that involve quieting your mind and focusing on, for instance, the repetition of a mantra, then you will be tuning out anything that does not involve silencing your mind. For example, visual impressions, hearing words or sounds, thoughts that may come to you from spirit. Using a guided meditation allows us to remain open to the messages that we receive from the other side. Above all, just keep searching for what works for you. The right method is out there. And don't forget to ask your angels, guides, and deceased loved ones for help. They truly want to help you in whatever way they can, but through the law of free will, they need to have your permission to step in and provide that help and guidance. So don't forget to ask. Many blessings to you on your journey.